Shalom Aleichem, and we're learning the Sikha of Noyach, number one, in Chelek Yud. On the Pasuk Tzoyhar, Tasa L'Teva, when Hashem commands Noyach to make a Teva, one of the things Hashem tells him to do is Tzoyhar, Tasa L'Teva, comes Rashi and offers two opinions. Yesh Oimlim Chaloin, some people say it was a window, but Yesh Oimlim Evan Toivam Idolim, some people say it was a beautiful or good stone that shined to them. Now, comes Evan and says, simply speaking, Rashi is coming to tell us that the word soihar mean can come from the word sahayim, noon, which is, you know, when the day is, the sun is the brightest, and Hashem's telling us to make something bright. So some opinions say that the brightness came through a window, and other people say it came through a stone. The question is, soihar is a single word, right? So it's one window or one candle or one stone. How did one window or one stone light up the whole teva, which was huge? 300 amos long, 50 amos wide, 30 amos tall. What am I missing? And especially that within the teva wasn't just one room. There were three stories, many chambers. Kinim tasa l'teva, says Rashi over there, make various different chambers, three levels. So even if you say it was a big window, it definitely only went to one floor and to two rooms. Now, whenever Rashi has two reasons, the two answers, it must mean that each one is weak, but nevertheless the first one is stronger, so we have to understand that. Now the question is, Rashi could have also brought a third interpretation, and what was that third interpretation? He could have brought, like the Chizkuni says, that soyar comes from the word yitzhar, oil, and the Torah is telling us that you should bring candles and light them, and that actually makes the most sense, because that you could have as many candles as you want inside the room. Says the Rebbe, later on, Hashem, after the Mabul, tells Noach that he's going to set up systems and seasons. V'yom v'layla lo yishpoisu, day and night will never stop. There will always be a day, there will always be a night. Comes Rashi, says from the fact that Hashem announces it now, means that previously there was a bit of a interference, and that was during the days of the Mabul. Lo yishimshu amazalos v'lo yinikar b'yom v'layla. The mazalos, the galaxies, and all the things in the heavens were not working really, and there was no difference between day and night. You weren't able to tell the difference. So the question is, what's the point of making the window? What was the point of making the window? Now, some of Farshim of Rashi say that it means that there was still a bit of light. Even though the mazalos and galgalim weren't doing everything, there was still a bit of light. But we already said, the Rebbe says, we know that Rashi says everything clearly that a five-year-old could understand. And Rashi used the words sheshavsu, shalei shimshu. They stopped. They didn't work. There's no but yet they did kind of. So you could say that the only 40 days that the water was pouring that was there shavsu, was there no, the galaxies weren't working. But after that, there was, that you needed the candle, you needed a window to light or a stone. But the question is, according to those who say that so is a chaloin, what lit up the teva for the 40 days that you didn't have, that the mazalos did stop? Fine, so the rest of the year we understand. What happened to the 40 days? It says it ever like this. Babir Bekolza, the explanation in all of this is the following. When Hashem commands Noach to make a teva, he doesn't say everything. I mean, when Noach comes out of the teva, it says he picked up by Yosar Noach removed michseh hateva, the cover of the teva. When did Hashem ever say to make a cover of teva? We also see that when he sends out the bird, he opens a window. It never says that he said to make a tzair. He never said specifically a window. According to the opinion that says that a tzair was Evan Toiva, it was never set a window, and he definitely sent the bird through the window. Hashem never said to make a Pesach, an opening to the teva. Only he says, where should you make the Pesach? Pesach ha-teva, but see, make it on the side. But he didn't say make a Pesach, he said the opening you should do on the side. Why? Because obviously Hashem didn't go through every single detail. The details that Hashem wanted them to dafka focus on, he did. The rest he was able to use his common sense. Cover, opening, windows, etc. According to the opinion that it was a stone. So too a light. Obviously, you know, the guy's going into a box for the next year. He had to figure himself that he has to make light. especially with all the animals and all the foods that he needed, and each one with their own space. Of course, he needed tons and tons of oil and everything. So then why does Hashem have to tell him to make a tzoyer tassel teva? It was definitely going to make light anyway. Comes to them and says that from here, Rashi learns that there was a special command to make an extra light. Then the question is, what's that extra light? Beyond the light that Noach was planning. Either it was a window that would last, that would work after the 40 days, or it was a stone. But the window, you could say, even though it didn't offer light, it had different use, brought in some air, etc., bring in the bird. Says that the problem is that with this pshat, the first pshat that it was a chaloin, why didn't the Torah just say chaloin? Why does it have to say tsayhar? And then, so you must say that tsayhar is from the word light, that its main function was light. But as we said, a tiny window cannot make light, and it didn't serve for 40 days anyway. So that's why it's shvach in the first pshat. So therefore, Rashi says the second one, it was a stone, which you could walk with you wherever you want. Wherever you needed to lighten up, you just walk with the stone. Like today, you would take a flashlight. But says the Rebbe, what does it mean, tassel a table? Make it to the table? You didn't attach it into the table. The chalayin, according to that opinion, you made it within the structure. Over here, you're holding a stone. So just say, tachnis, bring it into the table. And also, why would Hashem do something so unusual? Why? What was wrong with oil? Why would Hashem say, go find the fancy stone and walk around with it? So because it doesn't sit so well in the pasuk, Rashi uses it only as a second pshat, and the first one's the main pshat. Now, this also explains why Rashi doesn't use the explanation of the chizkuni, that it was candles, because Rashi says that was even before the commandment. It wasn't part of the tzarat hasel teva. He knew it to do it himself, common sense. Now, another thing you could say why Rashi would say the chaloin. Because we've said many times, and we said it even in the Sicha last week, a Brachos Gimel, that everything that's questionable, Rashi would always ask. And Lechur, you should have asked the question over here. Rashi doesn't explain anything. All the details of why we made certain things in the Teva, Rashi has a reason for. Lama, because of this. Now, why did he make the Tzaihar? He could have sent him through the entrance. So therefore, Rashi goes for the first pshat, because Noach would never have made a chaloin by himself. He would never make a window because Hashem said, I'm going to destroy it. But the fact is that Hashem let he started the rain softly, and only he started with rachmim, giving people a chance to do tshuva, and then only went later. So basically, according to the pshat of chaloin, you could understand why the Eibishter would tell him to do it, because the Eibishter did small rain, as Rashi said, so there was still a chance that the sunlight would work. But according to Eben Teva, there is no explanation why Hashem commanded. Miyena shel Torah, from the Chassidus within all this, comes to Eben and says, beautiful. The difference between light that comes through a window and the light that comes from a stone is, one is light that comes from the outside, you just access it through the window, and the other one is the light that comes from within. And that's two ways of serving Hashem. The tachlis of what we do in Torah mitzvahs is to make a tzayhar lateva, to bring light of the Eibishter into this world, and that's two ways. Number one is a window. That means that there's already Hashem's light in this world. As the Rebbe says, we know that business people could see Ashkach HaPratis and whatever goes on in their lives, and even more than the people who sit and daven and learn all day. But to get that, you have to remove the cover, teva, the Shem Elikim, which covers over Hashem's revelation. And that's the first level, to remove the cover and to see the light. But then there's even more to trans. Not only do you remove the cover, but you actually change nature itself until it becomes, not only it shows the earth that was always there, but actually it becomes the place. Who atzmai inyan shel ervegili? It becomes the light and revelation. Even tova hamei idolahem, which shines to everybody.